right trusty, etc. Being given to understand from our cousin of Leicester how honourably he was lately received and used by you, our cousin the Countess at Chatsworth, and how his diet is by you both discharged at Buxton's, we should do him great wrong holding him in that place of our favour, as we do, in case we should not let you understand in how thankful sort we accept the same at both your hands, which we do not acknowledge to be done unto him, but to ourselves, and therefore do mean to take upon us the debt, and to acknowledge you both as creditors, so you can be content to accept us for debtor. Wherein is the danger, unless you cut off some part of the large allowance of diet you give him, lest otherwise the debt thereby may grow to be so great as we shall not be able to discharge the same, and so become bankrupt, and therefore we think it meet for the saving of our credit to prescribe unto you a proportion of the diet, which we mean in no case you shall exceed, and that is to allow him by the day for his meat 2 ounces of flesh, reserving the quality to yourselves, so as you not exceed the quantity, and for his drink the 20th part of a pint of wine to comfort his stomach, and as much of St. Anne's sacred water as he listeth to drink. On festival days, as is fit for a man of his quality, we can be content you shall enlarge his diet by allowing unto him for his dinner the shoulder of a wren, and for his supper a leg of the same, beside his ordinary ounces. The like proportion we mean you shall allow unto our brother of Warwick, saving that we think it meet that in respect that his body is more replete than his brother's, that the wren's leg allowed at supper on festival days be abated, for that light supper agreeth best with rules of physic. This order, our meaning, is you shall inviolably observe, and so may you right well assure yourselves of a most thankful debtor to so well-deserving a creditor.